In our planning committee meeting, we discussed the possibility of dealing with what happens if you have an ethics emergency. And I was asked to speak on that subject, and I only agreed to do it if we would have a lawyer wellness presentation before it, because I know that the anxiety and depression that these situations can cause are things that would require you to have coping skills to handle those. And so I'm glad it worked out well schedule-wise. Now, Cameron mentioned that appellate lawyers have a different kind of practice than most other lawyers. And you might think to yourself, well, what kind of ethics emergency could an appellate lawyer have? And I'll give you an example of one. 3 days before an appellate oral argument, the client asks you to bend the facts, shade the facts. We would call it misrepresent the facts in the trial court record. Now, of course, your answer to the client is going to be, I cannot do that. My ethical responsibilities prevent me from doing it. I won't do it. And the client says, well, that's okay. I understand what you're telling me. But just so we're all clear about this, if I lose this appeal, I will assure you that you're going to end up with a legal malpractice lawsuit, and so will your firm, and I'm going to grieve you. So think about that before you make your final decision. To quote the Traveler's Checks commercials from the 1970s, what will you do? What will you do? If any of you have been licensed since 2000, just turn to somebody who's been a little more experienced. They'll explain that to you. Before we discuss the options that are available to you in dealing with appellate emergencies, I have a question for you. What's the best way to survive a motor vehicle collision? It's not to get in a motor vehicle collision in the first place.